Jimmy Allen, Speed Robertson, and Flash Lewis are flying down into Texas to look over the Croft Ranch. Barbara and Mrs. Croft have gone on ahead in a Grand National Airways transport. The boys make their first stop for gas at the isolated airport in Higley, Oklahoma, a place recommended by Rip Bender. They refuel and take off with Jimmy at the controls when suddenly the engine begins missing. A forced landing is necessary, and Jimmy points the ship toward an open field.
You're going to try to make that long, narrow field, Jim?
Well, I think I can get in it all right.
You think? At a time like this, you ought to be sure.
Let him alone, Flash. He'll make it.
I'm going to slip in between those two clumps of trees.
Don't undershoot now, Jim. Remember, your engine isn't here to help you.
Yeah, I know, Speed. That's why I'm coming in high. I'll slip off the altitude I don't need.
That's the system.
Oh, why did I ever start out on this trip? Look out for those trees, Jimmy.
Don't worry, Flash. He sees them.
I'll straighten her out, and we're all right.
Attaboy, attaboy. That forced landing practice you had comes in handy.
Boy, I'll say it does.
You're all right now, kid. You got plenty of room.
Hey, easy on those brakes. We don't want to nose over.
He's all right. Let him alone.
Oh, dear. There's another 5 years off my life.
Oh, come on, Flash. It can't be that bad. What are you growling about? We got down all right.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't kick. But I can go a long time without missing another forced landing.
Come on, you fellas. Let's get out of here and see what's wrong with this engine.
Right. Say, Flash, I thought you said this ship was in perfect condition.
Well, by golly, it was. I can't figure it out.
Come on, let's have a look. Get your toolkit, Flash.
We were hardly off the field at Higley before she started cutting out.
Yeah. Every time she missed, we'd lose about 400 RPM. What do you think's wrong with it, Flash?
It ain't carburation trouble. I'll bank on that. It sounded like something wrong with the ignition system.
Get busy, Flash. You're the doctor.
You know, we can't be very far from Higley. I was about to make the suggestion.
Look here. Look at these plugs.
What's wrong with them?
Well, can you beat that?
What's the matter with them?
Them ain't the plugs I put in at Kansas City at all. No wonder this engine was missing.
Well, you mean these are different plugs?
Well, I'll say they is. I put a brand new set of plugs in this engine, and these ain't them.
Are you sure, Flash?
Of course I'm sure. The plugs in here now was pre-igniting. That's what caused the trouble. This kind of plug ain't worth a hoop in these engines.
But how could that have happened?
Somebody switched them. That's how it happened. The minute your engine gets running warm, these plugs overheat.
Well, did you check the engine before we took off from Kansas City this morning?
Yeah, how about that, Flash?
Well, I sure did. And if these plugs had been in, I would have noticed them. They're an entirely different make.
Yeah, I think you would.
There's only one answer to that. The only chance there would have been to switch plugs on us was at Higley.
That seems pretty far-fetched. There was no one at the Higley field but that dumb mechanic.
I can't dope it out, but that's what caused the trouble.
What do you think we'd better do?
We'll have to get some other plugs, Jim. I'll hike over to this farmhouse over here and see if we can get a ride into town.
Yeah, do that, Flash. If that farmer has a car, we'll ride into the Higley airport. They must have some plugs there.
Well, I'll see what I can find out.
I'll make it snappy, Flash. We want to get down to the ranch before dark.
Say, Speed, do you suppose Flash is right about these plugs?
Yes, I do. That is, he's right about these plugs causing a trouble. I've had some experience with this type of plug before. They're never supposed to be used in this kind of an engine.
Yeah, I know, but how could they have been switched? We weren't away from the ship at Higley more than 20 minutes.
It doesn't take long to change plugs on an engine. But why would anyone do it?
That's what I can't figure out. Do you suppose that Flash was, well, maybe a little absent-minded and put in the wrong plugs?
That's not like Flash at all, Jim. He's a very conscientious worker and very careful about his work. You know, there's another thought that just occurred to me.
What is it?
At these small, out-of-the-way airports, like Higley, for instance, you know, you never know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, I suppose that's true enough.
Yeah. Well, now the spark plugs that belong in this engine are an expensive make. They cost considerably more than these plugs here.
Hey, I begin to see the light.
Sure. If that mechanic at Higley is dishonest, he may have switched plugs on us in order to make himself a little money. I can tell by looking at these plugs that they've been used before plenty.
So this bird may have had a cheaper set on hand and just traded with us, huh, Speed?
That's the idea. Only he just forgot to tell us about making the trade. That's the only way I can dope it out.
Well, it sounds reasonable enough. Boy, I hope there aren't many fellows like that in the business.
Fortunately, there aren't many. You usually find them at just such a place as this little town. On a bigger airport, they couldn't get by with it very long.
That's right, too. Uh-oh, here comes Flash. Hey, look, he wangled a car some way or another.
Good for him. It looks like an old rattle trap, but it should get us back to the airport anyway.
one of you guys hop in this galloping high-powered jalopy of mine.
Where did you raise that broken-down pile of junk?
No wise cracks about this chariot. I had to pay the farmer $1 to rent it, and then promise him that if we didn't come back, he could hold the airplane.
Well, that's fair enough. Come on, Jimmy, let's go.
Okay, Speed. Oh, man, I'd rather be flying than taking chances in this old mess of tin.
So bad. What are you guys kicking about?
I have been in worse cars, but I can't quite remember when.
Say, this is going to make quite a delay. You think we'll get to the ranch before dark?
By George, I doubt it. There's nearly 500 miles to go yet. It'll be another hour at least before we can get off.
Yeah, provided we can get the kind of plugs we want.
But gee, what if we can't?
That'll be just too bad. That'd mean we'd probably have to pick them up at Bartlesville or Tulsa or someplace where there's a big airport.
Now, if the mechanic here at Higley changed plugs on us, he must have our new ones.
Yeah, but how are you going to prove it, Jim?
That's what worries me. A little place like this ordinarily wouldn't have those plugs.
Well, there's only one thing to do. We'll put the pressure on this bird and try to get back our own property.
Yeah, that sure is a racket.
Ah, we were silly to come down this way. What we should have done was go by way of Tulsa, Wichita Falls, and Sweetwater. Of course, this is about 60 miles shorter.
Well, here we are.
Now, pull up the office there, back of the hangar, Flash. We'll have a talk with our little friend, the mechanic.
Well, come on, let's see what this guy's got to say for himself.
Well, you guys back so soon? I thought you was heading down into Texas.
Yeah, we were.
You must have come in pretty quiet. I didn't even hear you land.
Now, we had a forced landing about 4 miles south of here and drove back in a borrowed car.
Forced landing, huh? What's the trouble?
Oh, nothing much. Do you keep a stock of spark plugs here by any chance?
No, I don't, boys. You see, there ain't much traffic through here, and I never get any calls for supplies.
You don't have any spark plugs at all, eh?
Nope, mighty sorry. All we keep here is gas and oil. What kind of plugs you need?
We gotta have a set of 14X.
14X, huh? Well, I guess you'll have to get them over in Tulsa. That's about 80 miles from here.
We're not going over to Tulsa or anywhere else to get 14X plugs, fella. We're going to get them right here.
Don't know how you're going to do it. I don't carry no supplies. Be glad to call over to Tulsa for you, though. They can have them over here in about a day.
Never mind the comics. We can do without that. Now, fella, we're not going to waste any time on you. Just get busy and dish out our 14X plugs that you so carelessly borrowed but forgot to mention.
I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't got any 14X plugs.
Now, look, that plug switching gag works sometimes, but it doesn't work with us. Now, get busy and fork over the plugs.
You're barking up the wrong tree, fella. All I done to your airplane was put some gas in it.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you don't carry any spark plugs in this place, what are you doing with a spark plug wrench in the pocket of your coverall?
Oh, that. Well, that's a wrench I carry around with me all the time.
Flash, you've been a mech a long time. Is a spark plug wrench good for anything else but taking out spark plugs?
The only other use I made of it was to sock a fellow over the head for stealing some plugs from me once.
Do you have that wrench with you, Flash? We may need it.
I'll say I got it with me right here in my hand.
No, wait, fellas. You guys got me wrong. Don't pull no rough stuff. I didn't touch your airplane. I didn't steal your plugs. Sure enough, I didn't.
I tell you what we're going to do, fella. We'll give you 1 minute to produce a set of 14X spark plugs. If you can find them, okay. If not, we're going to search this place. And if we find them, we're going to toss you right in a doghouse.
Now, don't do that, boys. Don't do it. Let me look around the place here. Maybe I got some plugs I forgot about.
All right, get busy.
Well, hello. That sounds like someone starting up an airplane. Let's walk around to the hangar, Flash, and see who it is.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll stay here and keep my eye on this bird.
All right, Jimmy, come ahead.
You know, Flash, that fella took our plugs. Sure as I'm a foot high.
Well, of course he done it. The minute we mentioned plugs, I knew he was lying.
Boy, that sure is a dirty trick. Why, we might have cracked up in that forced landing.
Yeah, I thought of that on the way down.
Well, come on, let's take a look around here now, see what's going on.
Okay, come on. Say, listen to that, Jimmy. That could be an AT-11.
Good night, Flash. Look, look. It is that AT-11. That ace flies for those gangsters.
Well, whoever it is, they're going somewhere in it.
And look, there's Biffer standing in the cabin door. Ace is at the controls.
Well, what are you going to do, Jim? Well,
we better try and stop him. Biffer! Hey, Biffer! Where are you going with that ship? Come on, Flash.
All right.
Hey, Ace, come out here. Well, hello, Alan. What's the idea of all the running?
Where are you going with this ship?
What do you care? You're still shoving your face into other people's business, huh?
Cut your switches, Ace. It's about time we had a talk with you.
We ain't cutting no switches. Sam, come here.
Flash, go in there and cut those switches. I'll watch Biffer here.
Keep out of the ship here, you.
Hey, quick, Sam.
Get out. Back up there, guy.
Come on, Flash. Grab him.
Come on, Sam. Hurry up, Ace. They're looking for trouble. Get out of here.
Have it, Flash. Get that sturdy rat trying to pull some on us again. That's where he always is. Get him, Flash.
Again, we run across the sinister trail of Biffer, Ace, and the gangsters. What will be the outcome of this furious struggle on the Higley Field? Can Jimmy and Flash prevent Ace from taking off? Listen to the next exciting episode in the Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.